Hello, everybody, and welcome to part two of the Pitching In NPL show. Welcome to the Northern Premier League as we speak to six more clubs who've been promoted into Step 4 and will be joining us in the Northern Premier League next season. And this week, we're going to be talking to the six clubs promoted into the NPL East. And we're going to start off, and we're going to do this week in alphabetical order. And kicking things off, joining us from the Northern Counties East, over on the East Riding's coast, we've got Bridlington Town. And on Tuesday afternoon, I caught up with the manager at Brid. It's a welcome to the show to Brett Agnew. Big congratulations on the promotion. How does it feel?
It's really good now that we've seen what sort of league we're going in. Obviously, we're a bit apprehensive with the league that we thought we were going to go in with the travelling and situations like that, like a bit further travelling for ourselves. But I thought the way they've done it, the FA and everything, I've obviously got to commend them, to be honest, because it's a really good league, a really nice, fit league, and there's not many teams that stand out, like, that are away ahead of everybody. I think everybody's kind of, apart from maybe a couple are a bit more experienced in that league, but I think it's a bit of an ichi-pichi league, and everybody can cause each other problems, really.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, for those people unaware, the NPL East is it's very Yorkshire-based, but also there's the North East clubs come in now, and you've also got Worksop Town in the mix as well. So it's going to be a very competitive league, to say the least.
Yeah, definitely. It's going to be one of them leagues where I don't think Andy can take their eye off the ball, and they can't really get ahead of themselves, because bottom could beat top any day of the week, and you could obviously really cause everybody problems. So for us, it's very exciting for myself, especially. Obviously, I've only been a manager for probably two seasons now, you would say, after the one got cut short. But it's exactly what I wanted to get up to that league and see what we can do and play new teams and go to new grounds and do lots of stuff from there.
I need to make a public apology to Cleethorpes Town and Lincoln United. I am aware that they're in Lincolnshire and not in Yorkshire. And my apologies. But anyway, carrying on. Just to say then about that season, you know, a couple of years ago, because that's predominantly what this is based upon. I mean, that race in the Northern Counties East was going to be pretty epic. It's just a shame it was cut short.
Yeah, it was. Obviously, I had the year before as well. The three of us did, Liversedge and Yorkshire Amateurs as well. But personal thing, we were doing really well. We had the better run in. Well, I think there's 12 games left. I think we had the best run in. We didn't have to play one of the top six. Sorry. So it was going to be exciting. And then unfortunately it got cut short. And it would have been really nice to see who would have finished in the top three then. But I don't think anybody can be upset of who has finished in the top three overall. I think we've been the best three teams in the league for at least 3 years anyway, all in all. So I think we deserve spots there. And obviously, like Sir Liversedge and Yorkshire Amateurs, they put their stall out really early last year by changing things at their club and kind of putting more things in around about the grounds and obviously putting a lot into the playing budget and stuff like that. So fair play to them. And obviously they've done it again this year. So yeah, it's going to be exciting to see how we can compete in them leagues. I don't think there's much of a step up, like, in regards of it's not like you're not stepping up to the unknown. I think it's going to be the kind of same aspect of the leagues, but I think just quality wise, you've got a bit more quality players in the league.
And with that regard, I mean, bit of a stupid question this, but when does preparations begin in your mind for next season? When do you start having those? I'm assuming you've already had the conversations with the existing squad, but also bringing in bolstering the squad as well for the challenges of next year.
Yeah, well, we've already kind of got one that's agreed. I know that nobody can actually sign until the 1st of July, but you'd hope that a gentleman's agreement nowadays, but I don't think that I don't know if that happens anymore. But no, I've spoke to everybody around about the club, and we're obviously actively looking for another couple. And what I did say was, I don't want to bring anybody in just for the sake of bringing them in. I want to bring people in that fit into our ethos and our team, that fits in around the boys that we've actually already got, and that are willing to do the things that we want them to do. So, and I've spoke to I think I've spoke to six players now that we want to sign. Unfortunately, one's not. He's going to sign for somebody else. But we're looking to get starting pre-season probably around 12th of June and give ourselves about 8 or 9 good solid sessions before we can get a first game in.
And plenty of friendlies lined up as well, because obviously this has been, it's going to be like a pre-season like no other with the rest and the break that's been enforced on the players. So loads of matches to pack in as well.
Yeah, we've got a few. Well, it was actually, Pete had already organised a few friendlies before we knew what we were doing, because obviously teams were trying to get ahead of themselves as well. It's always the same whenever anything gets announced, it's like a rat race. Everybody's trying to get in there first for the teams. So we've got a good few mix of friendlies. I think last season I tried to play a lot of teams around about like the Conference North level, that obviously you're up against a higher calibre, and I think we kind of got pegged back a few. We've got a good few doings, and I don't think it done the players any good. But I just wanted to see how they would have fared, obviously with a higher calibre of players and stuff like that. So it was good in our eyes to see where we're at and where we need to be. Obviously, it wasn't good in the players' eyes, because it's not good. Obviously, never good to get a good hammering every now and again. But this year, we've done a little mix. We've done a mix of kind of a few teams round about our area as well. So, and then a couple of teams from the northeast. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, to be fair.
No, I bet you are. And final question, really, Brett, as well. I mean, obviously, this is Bridlington returning 2 steps forward as well, we should say. I mean, what does all this mean for the club, do you feel, and the general direction the club's going in?
Well, the last year has been difficult, because Pete and everybody at the club, they all went in and bought into an idea of getting a new clubhouse, which is state of the art. The new clubhouse is unreal, to be fair. It's a really, really, really nice bit of kit to add to the club that's already there. I mean, the pitch is phenomenal. We've always prided on the pitch being the best pitch in the area, if not in the league, in the NCL especially. So that taking it to the next level around about the ground. We just needed to obviously take it to the next level on the pitch, and we've done that. So we've got promoted, and now we can pride ourselves on trying to do the best we can in that league and building on it even further. A lot of the volunteers round about the ground and stuff have been exceptional, and what they've done, they've been putting in stuff over the COVID, and a lot of the fans have also just been paying the money as if they were paying every single game, which it's unbelievable to think people do that, you know what I mean? Because everybody's struggling at some sort of stage, and the way they've done it is really, really good, and it's paying back now with everything that's going on. And now we can actually officially open the clubhouse, because it's not really actually been officially open, because it was probably built in the worst possible time. So hopefully we can get some more income through that, with everybody coming through, more fans. We can obviously sign some decent quality on the pitch, and that obviously brings more fans to watch good styles of football. So no, it's just getting promoted, that little tick that we needed to take it to the next level off the ground.
Yes, absolutely. Well, Brett Agnew, normally we speak to managers who are, you know, at home or driving, that's for sure. But I think this is the first one. I'm assuming it's a steam railway from some of the noises I've heard in the background. But thank you, Brett, for being the first ever manager I've spoken to. In fact, first person I've ever spoken to on a show who's actually been at a steam railway. So thank you.
Yeah, I apologise. I'm either in a car, I'm on a train or something. I apologise, but yeah, I'm sorry I couldn't be in somewhere quiet.
No, it's good stuff. It's good stuff. Brett, big thank you for joining us. Congratulations again to everyone at Bridlington Town on the promotion. And next time we speak, it'll be about an actual game of football.
No, excellent. Thank you very much, Ben. Appreciate that.
Brett Agnew there, manager of Bridlington Town, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Let's go up to the northeast now, and joining us from the Northern League next season will be Hebburn Town. And joining me from Hebburn, we should be joined now down the other end of the phone by a welcome to the show to manager, it's Kevin Bolam. Well, Kev, a big thank you for joining us, and congratulations on your promotion. Congratulations on a brilliant year, really, in difficult circumstances. I mean, what does it mean for the club to be at step four next season?
Oh, fantastic. It was on the agenda. That was part of the plan for this season, as well as a good run in the Vars, and for what to be able to achieve both has been fantastic. Obviously, it's been difficult circumstances with everything that's gone on, but, you know, we're absolutely over the moon to be moving up a level and going into a league which will be very, very difficult and competitive with some fantastic sides in there.
Now, we had the manager, Warrington Rylands, on last week ahead of the... It's very confusing, the time frame for all this, but the 2021 FA Vars final. You won the 2019-20 FA Vars final, didn't you? So, very confusing. But must be equally confusing to manage a team to that level of success, given the difficult circumstances we've had this year. I mean, how difficult has it been?
Yeah, obviously, you know, same for most teams that have been competing at the latter stages of leagues and cup competitions. It was difficult for us because obviously we were running in two competitions side by side, albeit the 1920 competition final was already booked, but obviously we were still in the 2021 competition, as you will know. So that was quite difficult. And obviously we played our final on the Monday and then travelled back from London to only get one session in before the Rylands game. And literally it was just one big game too many for the lads. They were physically and mentally drained after Wembley. But it's been difficult. It has been on and off the pitch, but it's something that most clubs have had to put up with, and you find ways. And the club and the players have been very receptive to it and been brilliant throughout. We've kept in touch when lockdowns were on. Lads kept themselves in decent nick. We'd expect that from them in any way, but you know, in fair play to them, when we did get back from the two lockdowns that we incurred, the lads were in a good place physically and mentally, and it literally just took us a few weeks to get them up to speed, and then we're back into a games program. And obviously the games program was very intense. It was knockout football, and that obviously took us. Part of that program was last season's Vars final, as well as this season's Vars competition. We had a local FA domestic cup competition that we got through to the semi-final of as well, but it was manageable but tough, but you know, everybody pulled together to get through it.
And that then takes us on to next season now, and mm-hmm. preparations for that. The squad, really, I mean, if you could be forgiven pushing for promotion the previous year, that obviously the rug being pulled from that due to COVID, you could be forgiven for taking a step back, but as we discussed there, it's just onwards and upwards, really. How do you keep that momentum going next season?
Well, obviously the fact that we've moved into a stronger league will help as well. The guys will welcome the challenge. Obviously we've lost Graham Armstrong to retirement, but other than that, we're quite fortunate enough to retain 14 or 15 of the current group. With the, you know, we'll be looking to add maybe two or three bodies to the group as well to help us at the next level. But the fact that we're moving to the next level will be a challenge that the guys and myself will, you know, and all the management team will be up for. We look forward to, but we just can't wait for it to get started. If I'm honest, Ben, it's something that we're all looking forward to. The club's doing a lot of stuff off the pitch as well with improvements at the ground, and obviously we're trying to improve on the pitch and run both the club side by side on and off the pitch, which obviously, you know, the Northern Premier League next season will be great to see some new teams at Heaven and for us to travel to some new grounds, and we're really looking forward to the challenge.
I was going to say though, I mean, with this restructure, the geography argument that we've discussed on this show for 10 years since the show started, really, that it's gone out the window here with this new structure, because geography wise there's a fair few Yorkshire clubs with local games, and the North East is well represented as well, so you've got some familiar favourites coming back to the club as well, so there's going to be a fair few away fans coming to matches next season.
We are obviously the sides that's come up with us, Stockton and Sheldon, I can speak on behalf of them. We've come up with them, and the two fantastic sides, two fantastic clubs, very well run. Again, on and off the pitch, two excellent football clubs. And obviously, up there already, we've got Dunstan, who used to be a Northern League side, and Moscow used to be a Northern League side. And again, I can only speak highly of them, of both them clubs, two fantastic clubs, and clubs with ambition and want to kick on, likes of ourselves. But we've come up against Livers Edge, who are going to be in that league. We've come up against Pontefract, who are going to be in that league. And again, we realise how tough the challenge is going to be. And we know the calibre of teams that's already in there. And to be fair, it's going to be a very, very difficult league. And whoever wins that one will have certainly earned it. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, absolutely. And so when does pre-season start for yourselves, Kev? And when do you get them all back in?
Yeah, back in Saturday, June the 19th, we've got a very good pre-season friendly lineup ahead of us with some pro clubs and then obviously semi-pro clubs in there. So we always like to give ourselves a real good test pre-season and generate some interest with bringing a lot of them sides to the calibre of Carlisle United and Gateshead will all be visiting heaven in pre-season. And hopefully that'll put us in good stead for what will be a very difficult season ahead.
And what does this promotion mean? And the last season, I mean, you touched upon it in this interview already. So, I mean, what does it mean for the club, this promotion and the future now?
Again, it was when I got offered the role, part of the early planning was promotion. We've managed to achieve that. Obviously, the VARs was on the agenda. We've managed to achieve that. But you know the club is a very, very community based club. It's got a lot of interest and a huge junior section underneath it. We'd expect the fan base to go up for our home gates. We always have a little hardcore that travel away and watch us. But to sum it up, it'll mean everything to the club. We're on the doorstep of South Shields, who are a step above us. But listen, it's fantastic having two clubs in the area showing ambition. And we want to progress again, but we realise it'll be very, very tough. And if it takes a year or two for that to happen, then so be it. But listen, for now, we're just really, really looking at the challenge and against some fantastic sides in that league.
Oh, great stuff. Well, Kevin Boland, manager at Herbin Town, a big thank you for taking time out of your busy day to come on the show. Really appreciate it. And all the best for pre-season.
No problems. Thanks a lot, Ben. Cheers now.
And a big thank you to Kevin Boland, manager at Herbin Town, for joining us this week. Let's go back to the Northern Counties East now. And a team joining us from Step 5 into the NPL East is West Yorkshire side Liversidge FC. And on Tuesday afternoon, I caught up with the manager at Liversidge. It's a welcome to the show to Jonathan Rimmington. Well, Jonathan, a big thank you for joining us. And first things first, big congratulations on the promotion. How does it feel?
We're a club that's quite low key, so we've not celebrated anything. We've not, because we wanted to make sure that everything were fine first before we even decided that we were, you know, we'd be happy and we're going to have a barbecue for players, I think. But then again, we've just heard today Kirkley is in some sort of trouble because of this thing again. So I think what's going to happen, I'll be honest, it's going to be heading a bit, really. But we're happy. We're happy. I mean, it's been 2 years in coming, really, because we've had a plan for, it started about three years ago, and the plan was to get Liversidge into the Northern Prem and then hopefully compete and get promotion into the Premier.
And 2 years ago, you were nearly there, weren't you? I mean, you were involved in this right tussle up at the top of the Northern Counties East, but you had games in hand, didn't you? So
I mean, I don't think we'd lost, mate. You know when you're in that sort of form and players are in that sort of groove that, you know, we've taken players, everybody, the lads that have come to us, we've taken lads from Penistone and what were on their bench. And you know, we've definitely, you know, Jack Steers is improved unbelievably. And that lad has played every game and he's had a lot of injury problems when he were at Emsworth and he were on bench at Penistone and then we've got him in and he's been absolutely fantastic, honestly. And they're the sort of lads who were owned in, they all knew each other. We didn't really change team much. And, you know, we went into lockdown, we just beat a Bridlington and beaten them 2-0. And then we went into lockdown about a week and a half later and you couldn't believe it, really. But listen, there's more important things than football. I know we say that football's our life and all that, but let me tell you, if you've lost somebody through an illness, or it's more important, isn't it? I lost my assistant manager, so it's been quite bad.
Obviously, it's been an horrendous year, but with regards to the league table and that kind of thing, it wasn't in vain, really. It was because that great season you had, where you scored 80-odd goals, we should say, as well in the league, it wasn't in vain.
No, we've kept nearly everybody. Listen, it's like anything, you know. That year, you know, with the three lads up front, we played just with three lads up front, and Paul Walker, Joe Walton, and Ollie Fearon. They can terrorise you, you know. They can get at you, and we just found a formula that worked. And it's good when everybody gets on, and we've got a good dressing room, and everybody's mates, and so it's really important that when we do bring new players in, you know, that they've got to fit the criteria of what we're trying to do and achieve.
And in the early part of the 2021 season, that great goal-scoring record continued. But defensively as well, you were pretty strong, weren't you, until the season was curtailed this year. So what can we expect from your side, do you feel, one division up?
We'll be competitive, that's for sure. I don't know if we're going to, you know, you never know what happens, but we will be, you know, we will try and, you know, win every game we're playing, you know. I think we've got Brighouse tomorrow night in a game, so the players we've signed for next season, hopefully have got experience of, you know, the Northern Premier, and we've got lads who have got a lot of experience in that level above, so hopefully we've just got to settle down and get through this next 3 weeks, what we're going to have off, 3 or 4 weeks we're going to have off, and then we're going to come back to it. And we've got some hard pre-season friendlies, so we did that on purpose, you know, against Fardley, Atherton Colliery, Warrington Rylands, Ramsbottom. So we're having a, you know, we're trying to get to that level. We don't really know, do we? So it's a new adventure for us, and new grounds and new people. We played Ebbing Vars and it was very close, so that'll be another tight game when we play them, hopefully. They're a good team, good people up there. Looking forward to all these new grounds that we haven't been to, you know.
And that's the thing, isn't it? Because it is a new adventure, this. Because when you look at Liversidge's, you know, history and that, I mean, it's very much part of the Northern Counties East. For donkey's years, it's been in that division, hasn't it? So what does it mean for the club to make this step up?
It's massive. Listen, a lot of credit goes to the people behind the scenes at this club. Because, you know, when I came 6-7 years ago, it's a committee-run club, and it's... We've never had anything really, and you know, there was a plan put in place, and it's got us to where we are. And you know, we are working to be sustainable over a period of time, so we've got business plans and things like that, and hopefully we can do that for the community. So we want to do it for the Spen Valley, really, the Spen Valley region. I'm a Leeds person, I'm a Leeds lad, but I live over here now, and it's, you know, I've bought into trying to build something on and off the pitch, so it's about the community as well. So that's what we're trying to do.
No, great stuff. And obviously as well, you touched upon it. I mean, you're still playing friendlies and that kind of thing. So, I mean, how important are these games, do you feel, given the up and down nature of the past year or so, for getting you ready for that next step up?
I think I made a bit of a mistake. When we first came back in early April, because we had Eben in the Vars on the 17th, we had four really, really quick turnaround games, and we played Huddersfield Town 23s, and we played Garforth and another couple of teams. And I think I played too many games, and we got a few injuries going up to Eben, and them lads still haven't recovered from that. And we've been playing in this Yorkshire Cup tournament. I didn't really need it, really. I'll be honest. But once I say I'm going to do something, I have to go through with it. I'm one of them sort of people. So I didn't want to let anybody down. Especially Villa Brighouse, you know, he's put a lot of hard work into setting it up. So we stayed in it, and, you know, we've played two games in it last week, and this we played last night, and we're playing Brighouse tomorrow in semi-final to play in final again on Saturday, whoever wins in us and them tomorrow night. So I don't think it's done me any favours, I'll be honest. We've injured a few players. I think, you know, when you're 4 months off, and you come straight back into a bit of running and a bit harder running, turning, and they might go running. You know, lads have been doing Strava runs and all that while we've been off. But as soon as you come into playing football and you're kicking that ball again and you aren't stretched off properly, you're pulling groins and, you know, ankles have gone. And so we've made a bit of a, I think I've made a bit of a boo-boo, really.
and obviously as well, for next season, that, I mean, how much you... looking forward to pre-season and getting those competitive games underway as well in the new division.
Yeah, massively. Listen, it's the players can't wait. I'll be honest. You know, we've kept most of the lads who have got us here over the 2 years. You know, so the 2 years PPG, whatever it was, we finished top of that in our league, and the lads, most of the lads who've been here for that 2 years. In fact, all of them, I think. Of still here, and the only thing I want to do now is put up a show when we go and play, you know, go play other teams in this league. I think they'll know a lot of our players, but hopefully we've got a few surprises up our sleeve that we can. We will be competitive, you know. We're quite a big team. We're not going to get pushed about, I don't think. But you know, some lads are very experienced at this level, and hopefully we can put a show on for everybody.
Oh, great stuff. Jonathan Rimmington, manager at Liversidge, a big thank you for taking time out of your busy day to come on the show. Really appreciate it. And all the best in the Yorkshire Cup this weekend, and all the best for pre-season as well.
Top man, thank you.
Jonathan Rimmington there, manager of Liversidge, joining us this week on the Pitching In NPL show. Let's go back up to the northeast now. We've got Shildon AFC from County Durham, and on Tuesday afternoon I caught up with the manager at Shildon. It's a welcome to the show to Daniel Moore. Well, Dan, a big thank you for joining us, and congratulations on being promoted. I mean, how does it feel to be at step four?
Brilliant, mate. It's something the club's obviously planned for over the last few years. Obviously with the pandemic hitting, it was a bit hard to foresee it happening after the season got stopped the year before the season's just started, where we just beat Hebburn, which had put us in a second, and I think that was about us promoted, and then obviously it got knocked on the head, which was a bit of a sickener. So for it to come back round again and have that opportunity to progress, you know, as a club, players, management, staff, it's brilliant, and looking forward to some visits to some very, very good football clubs.
Obviously, with that 2019-20 season, how difficult was that, and how difficult was it to then, you know, pick everyone back up for the following year?
It was so hard because I remember it really well. We obviously, as I said there, we played Hebburn, who were third, we were second. It was a big game, big crowd in, and we won. And it was one of them games where, you know, gave us a bit of a gap, seven games left, and I think without any drama, we'd have been up, I think. So we had a good drink to celebrate that weekend, thinking, you know, we were about there, keep going. And then a week later, that was it. Football stopped altogether. So it was hard to think you've worked for 8.5 months to have it whipped from under your feet. So it was tough. I think the lads have obviously, when we've been given the opportunity, every lad is committed to the football club, and that, you know, that chance, and, you know, it's a bit of a challenge for us to go up and compete at step four.
I was going to ask you about, you know, the plans for next season now that news has broken. I mean, I'm assuming the retention side of it, that started a while ago, and now it is a case of looking to see if you could bolster the squad and that side of things, I'd imagine.
Yeah, well, last year we lost two big players through injury in pre-season. You might know one of them, actually, Alex White, that was at Whitby, centre-half. We signed him, and he'd done his ACL in the first pre-season game after 15 minutes. Now, I'm still playing. So I was, you know, I was thinking, he can come in and replace me. I can stand on the side and eat me Haribo kind of thing. So I'm stood first pre-season game thinking, happy days, got a new signing in. You know, I'll just be there if needed. And he goes down with an ACL injury. I turned to the assistant with a mouthful of sweets and said, I'm going to have to get fit. And then we lost our centre forward, who scored 30 goals plus for us every year for the last 5 years. So getting them back is going to be like two new signings already. Retention side, the lads, every single player wanted to stay. We've moved 2-1. And then we signed a player from Darlington a couple of weeks ago. So for me, it's like we've had two go out and three new bodies come in, because we've had the other two through injuries unavailable.
And what's your sense on what can be achieved? Because obviously it's a brand new division. It's there's a fair few Yorkshire big hitters in there, you know, plus Worksop, Cleethorpes and Lincoln, as well as a lot of teams from the North East as well. So what's your sense on what's possible next year?
I think it's going to be a very, very competitive league when you look at the teams in it. I know a lot of them because I'm from like the East Midlands area originally. The tournament wants us to compete. But for me, I think, you know, with the group of players we've got, there's no reason why we can't be there or thereabouts in the playoffs. That's the aim for me as a manager and the players. That's what I'll be testing them to do. We've got the likes of Mask in there and Dunstan, who obviously are close to us. They've had that year or two in that division. So it'd be disrespectful of me to say, oh yeah, we're going to turn up and win the league. Naive to think that. But I think, you know, on our day, I think even the teams in the North East, I think all five teams in that division can beat each other on the day, which I think will happen a lot throughout that league.
And with regards to, you know, the geography side of it as well, that was always the barrier for clubs in the Northeast to make that leap. But like you say, there's a fair number of you. The travel distances and that kind of thing, it's reduced due to this restructure. So it's quite good, isn't it, with all these local derbies and that kind of thing, I'd imagine?
Yeah, well, when I took over 3 or 4 years ago, me and the chairman said, no matter what, if we're in a position, we'll take promotion. Because, you know, this was before the restructure had happened and, you know, it fell. Luckily that they've restructured that league and the travel's significantly reduced, really, which is great. You know, it's great for a personal level because some of the games were going to get to be brilliant, especially in the Northeast. And I'd imagine like North Yorkshire, we're going to get some really, really good crowds, good games. And it's teams we've not played before. So it's going to be an interesting league. I think I spoke to a reporter and he said it's, you know, I think a lot of neutrals will be looking at that division on a regular basis to see what fixtures there is to go and watch.
Yeah, absolutely. And final question really, Dan, as well. I mean, it is a chip into the unknown in a way. I mean, what does this mean, this promotion mean for Shildon as a football club and the general direction it's going in?
Yeah, it's massive, mate. You know, if you've ever been to Shildon, it's not a very big place at all. The club's like literally the heart of the community. It's a small town that's got, you know, that's now got a biggish football club in it. You know, we involve the community. It's a very proud moment for me. I was at Spennymoor, but in between that spell, I was at Shildon. I played nearly 500 games for them. So it's very, very proud moment for me. And obviously the staff that work for me, but the players as well, they've gave everything the last 18 months. So it's a reward for what they've given. And I think we've overachieved. So to overachieve and get promoted, absolutely fantastic for the area, I think, because in the west of Durham, we'll be the only team that's at step four. Obviously, Spennymoor around the corner, but they're a different level to us.
And looking forward to it as well, Dan, the first competitive game when it comes your way.
Oh, literally can't wait. Absolutely. I think from what I'm hearing, the season will start August 14th, is it? But yeah, I think once the fixtures come out, that's when you'll start looking forward to some of the big games that will be coming up. Because I think, like I said, that league every week is going to be a competitive game. So I'm buzzing. Can't wait to get going, really.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Dan Moore, manager of Shildon, a big thank you for joining us. And all the best for pre-season.
Yeah, all the best, mate. Thanks very much.
Daniel Moore there, manager of Shildon, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Just going out east to another team joining us from the Northern League now. We've got Stockton Town. And for more on their promotion to the Northern Premier League now, let's hear from their manager. It's a welcome to the show to Michael Dunwell. Big congratulations on the promotion. What's the mood in the camp like?
We were devastated at what happened at the end of last season, but we think it's thoroughly deserved. The promotion, and everyone's really excited. Everyone involved in the club, with players, management, staff, the fans, all looking forward to new adventures next season.
Now, if we go back to the 2019-20 season, for those unaware, Stockton were one of those unfortunate clubs who had a bit of a massive lead up at the top of the table when the season was curtailed. I mean, how difficult was that? And, I mean, when we talk about the season after, you had a decent start to that season as well. So, I mean, great character from the dressing room.
Yeah, we needed another 2 points, I think, to clinch promotion. I think we needed another 4 to be outright winners. And then the following season, I think we were on a bit of a hangover, but once again, we were near the top. I think we were 6 points behind Heaven at the time, with a game in hand, I think, and with them to play twice. So we were at the top again. So the lads, we've got a great character in the dressing room, and once we got our heads around the decision, we were back on track again.
And with regards to, you know, where we find ourselves now, the end of the 2021 season, you've got promoted into the Northern Premier League. It seems like a silly question, this, because last week there was a couple of clubs in a similar position to you who might have had a little inkling that if they were going to do a restructure like this, that their clubs were going to be in the mix. So when did you start thinking about recruitment and squad retention and that kind of thing for the challenges to come in the NPL East?
We'd thought about it well, we thought about it a couple of months ago. We still had to prepare as if we were either going to get a squad together again to get promoted out of the Northern League or prepare for Step 4. So it was a pretty similar process, but we didn't really speak to our current players until the decision had finally been made, just in case anything did change. We did have an inkling, but until it does happen, you can't really go ahead with the decisions with our current squad. But once that decision was made, then we sat down with all the players, and I think 16 of the 17 signed back on. The travelling wasn't an issue. There was only one player who couldn't do the travelling, which was Max Craggs, which is unfortunate because he's been a player with us for probably about the last 5 or 6 years since I've been there. So that was a bit of a shame, but the rest of the players signed back on and we'll still look to strengthen as well.
I was going to say, full steam ahead. Obviously, how much are you looking forward to this next couple of months or so, where you start to get the players back into pre-season and start adding new recruits and that kind of thing to the squad?
Yeah, we've got the players back just for a few weeks, just to get back to a bit more normality, I think, at the start of April, once restrictions changed. But now we've just broke up again for about 6 weeks, so they come back fresh. And then in the meantime, obviously, we've planned pre-season. Once the fixtures come out, we'll start to plan travel arrangements and try to get sponsors for buses and coaches. They're also looking to strengthen the squad. We do have an academy at the club, so there'll be 3 or 4 who'll be joining us from last year's under-18s to go into the squad for pre-season. But also, we'll be looking at 1 or 2 players to strengthen in certain departments.
And also, we should say as well, I mean, you're following a path out of the Northern League that we, I mean, every year I say the same thing to a Northern League club, you know, following the likes of, you know, Spennymoor and South Shields and, you know, yeah. Morpeth and Mask have done quite well since being promoted too. I mean, the standard of the Northern League, you don't get out of that league by being not very good, do you? So what's your expectations for next season?
Yeah, it's going to be a tough league. We played the likes of Bridlington and Livers Edge in the FA Cup and FA Vars, so we know how strong they'll be as well. Obviously, the likes of Mask, Dunstan, Shield and Hebburn, we know quite well. And we know it was all... I speak to Carl Jarrett a lot at Mask, and he's told me how strong the league is. So it's going to be tough, but we're really looking forward to it. We're looking forward to going to new grounds as a club. And yeah, we'll give it a good go. Like you say, the Northern League is strong. The 3 teams who've come up are strong as well. So it's going to be tough, but we're looking to have a strong season.
And for Stockton Town as a club, I mean, when you look at the history of the club, it's been such a meteoric rise over the last 10 years or so. Also, a Wembley final in there as well with the Vars. I mean, what's the mood at the club like, you know, getting to step 4 and now looking upwards?
Like I said before, excited. I think we announced the season tickets and obviously the promotion last week. And the buzz around the place has just been huge. I think we sold nearly 300 season tickets last year, and I think we've already broke that just in a couple of days. The fans, when we were going away in the Vars, we were taking 3 and 4 coaches to away games, and I think the supporters committee have already started planning for that. So wherever we go, we'll take a good following. But we're also looking to have bigger crowds at home as well. So there's a real buzz about the place.
No, great stuff. Well, final question, really, Michael. I mean, how much are you looking forward to getting back underway and that first competitive game as well in the NPL East?
Yeah, we can't wait. It's been such a long time since we actually played any competitive football. I think it was mid-December the last time we played. So by the time it comes around, you're looking at 8 months, which is a long time in football. So we just can't wait to get going. We're all really excited and looking forward to the test ahead.
Well, Michael Dunwell, manager at Stockton Town, a big thank you for joining us. Congratulations again, and all the best for pre-season.
Thanks very much.
Michael Dunwell there, manager of Stockton Town, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. One last guest joining us this week to talk about promotion into the Northern Premier League and the NPL East section of Step 4 now, and that's Yorkshire Amateur AFC. They're joining us from the Northern Counties East, and on Tuesday afternoon I caught up with one of the joint managers at the club. It's a welcome to the show to Craig Ogilvie. Well, Craig, a big thank you for joining us. And first is first, big congratulations on the promotion. How does it feel to be at step four?
Yeah, cheers, Ben. It's good. I mean, it's been the club's aim, really, for the last two seasons when I was invited to get involved to try and take the club, really, to step four. And it seems to have taken longer than what it seemed, curves on the back of COVID and things like that. But I think it's been deserved, really. When you look at the BPG that the FA used, I think we were sat well above that 2-point mark, which obviously was like the golden number that we'd been trying to look at, really. And yeah, I mean, it's been a strange feeling at the same time, because you don't get that Saturday buzz when you get the points to go up and you don't have all the big celebrations. It's been a bit dampened, really, in that respect. But from a club perspective, it's fantastic.
I mean, it is a shame that 2019-20 season, we had Livester John earlier and was just talking about that run up at the top of the Northern Counties East League that season. It was going to be an epic title battle, wasn't it, between a number of clubs, including yourselves?
Yeah, I think it was. And it was a shame for us, because I think we always felt quite confident that we would probably do it. And obviously, we'd played so many games, weren't that season? I think it was about, if I'm wrong, I think it was about 29 games that we played, something like that. So it was a long old season, really, to kind of get to that point, and then the null and void sort of came and happened, and there was still a little bit of glimmer of hope in the background that we thought that the FA might have done the points per game based on that, with so many games being played, which obviously wasn't the case. So we kind of had to get it out of our minds quite quickly, and testament to lads, really. I mean, we were unbeaten in the 11 games that we played before it got curtailed. So, they did well to come back from that mentally, really, to be fair, without any sort of downer to it. Because, I mean, it could have easily been done, especially, like I say, because we felt like we deserved it the year before.
It's so good it wasn't in vain, isn't it? But you didn't know that at the start of this season. And like you say, you got off to a right flyer. I mean, what does that tell you about the character of the dressing room?
Yeah, I mean, there was always a bit of a sense of injustice, really, based on the season before, that once we played so many games, we'd done so well. And like I say, I think we were sat in third place at the time, but there was a real sense of confidence that we were going to kick on and be promoted. And what we'd set out to do is at the start of the season was really kind of get as many points on the board as we could, just in case something like this was to happen. And that's exactly what we did. I mean, we won 9, drew 2. It was perfect. And like I said, the lads sort of really bought into what we were trying to do to get off to a flyer, really, in kind of case anything was to happen with COVID. And it so happened that it did, really, to be fair. So, it was good. It was good for us.
So, when does work start now on preparations for next season? I'm assuming you probably have the chats already with regards to retention and that kind of thing. But are you also looking to bolster the squad as well in preparation for step four?
Yeah, I think it kind of comes hand in hand, really. I think every time a club does obviously get promoted, naturally, you do try and strengthen the whole squad. We're in quite a lucky position because, I mean, 95% of the players that we've already spoken to from last season, we've invited back down for pre-season to retain those lads. They've got us up and they deserve a chance to put a stamp on their shirt for next year in step four. But we believe that they're all good enough to do that, and it'll be up to myself and Neil, now the other joint manager, to make a decision on who makes the starting 11 come the start of the season. But yeah, I mean, we've made 4 signings already. 2 that have got experience from higher leagues, and 2 from the Northern Counties. But like I say, we're fully confident in the squad that we've already got. It's just that I think it's a natural progression at any level, that as you go up, you do try and strengthen in certain areas to make sure there's no stone unturned, really, to be fair.
And what does this promotion mean for the football club more generally as well, to be, you know, going one step up now?
Yeah, I mean, there's a real buzz around the club, and there's a lot of work being done as we speak off the field to make this jump to step four not really a 1 or 2 season flurry. It's to be for longevity purposes. We really want to try and cement ourselves if we can as a step four club, and if we can even beyond that. I mean, the project at Yorkshire Amateur started before I got involved. It probably started about 5 years ago now, with the new chairman, Andy Jones, coming in, and he brought Neil Simpson in to work alongside Phil Harding. And that's when the project really sort of started to lift off the ground. And it's testament to them guys, really, that started it off from the very start. And Andy, in his chairman role, is nothing but supportive in whatever we want to try and do. And from a management perspective, that's fantastic, knowing that you've got that support and that stability sat above you. You know, you can go there and ask for anything, and as long as, obviously, there's a relatively good reason behind why you want to do it. It's always supported. But no, like I said, the ambition at the club is to keep moving forward, not kind of resting on laurels and not look backwards. And it's a good club to be at. I think, like I say, while there's ambition there, there'll always be a drive from the management team to keep pushing forward. And it's really exciting times. I mean, it can be well documented, and I think sometimes I have a laugh and a joke about it on Twitter and online, but we don't have the biggest fan base in the world. And I think the work that's been done at the minute at the ground, the new terracing being put in, the clubhouse has been refurbished, the stand at the moment is getting a bit of a facelift. So we're trying to make it, if we kind of really welcoming environment to not just potential new fans that want to come and watch us play, but also away fans as well, because there'll be a lot of groundhoppers, I suppose, at step four and above that will never been to Southern Stadium before. So we want to make sure that everyone that does come sees a good game of football, but also has a good experience as well. So we're trying to cater for everyone at the moment. And it's, like I say, it's just a really exciting time to be involved, really.
Yeah, absolutely. And I was going to mention about the geography of the division as well, because it's not just groundhoppers. You know, it's not too far for a lot of away fans to travel, is it? So, I mean, it's going to be a good league, I think, next season. I mean, what's your take on the makeup of the division?
I think it's fantastic. I think the FA have done quite a good job, if I'm honest. And I know the FA don't get a lot of confidence, really, to be fair, so I'll probably give them one in that respect. I think from our point of view, obviously, sat in Leeds, there's a lot of local games. Obviously, Tadcaster, Brighouse. Obviously, we've got a rival with Liversedge from the Northern Counties League, as we have with Bridlington as well. So, I think it'll be fantastic. And I think it's good for the crowds as well. Obviously, a lot of non-league fans have been away now from grounds for a long time. And I think to do it the way that they have done, I think it'll be a really good atmosphere in most games that you go to. Like I say, it's not far to travel for a lot of fans in our little cluster of clubs that sit in and around sort of the Yorkshire area. So, I think it'll be fantastic. And I think there's a real opportunity if the league get the fixtures right as well, even around the sort of festive period. I mean, obviously, we've got Boxing Day and New Year's Day fixtures, which are slightly new to us guys, obviously, coming up. But, I mean, it'd be fantastic if we could really sort of make those local derbies as well. The crowd would be fantastic, and it'd be a really good revenue for clubs, probably, that's been depleted over the last two seasons, obviously, through the COVID.
Yeah, absolutely. Just getting crowds back, that's going to be brilliant. I mean, what's final question, really, Craig. How much are you looking forward to? I mean, it does come across really well in this interview. I bet you can't wait, really, for all this to start off again.
Yeah, I mean, me and Neil, are, I mean, I'm sure every manager is in the same boat, but those guys never stop. We're always talking to each other on the phone all the time. I mean, I've told the story before to lads. Like, I mean, I've got to try and convince our lass sometimes that Sibyl's not another woman. I mean, we speak that much. I speak to him sometimes more than I speak to her. But it's, yeah, I mean, we started planning for this the minute that we thought we might be going up, because, we want to make sure every T's crossed and I's dotted, really. And we're hoping to have a couple of weeks now where we can relax a little bit. That will no doubt change, because you do get players that do come on your radar that want to come and join the club, and ones that you might not expect to leave that do leave and things like that. But just to have the whole buzz around pre-season, we've got dates sorted out when we're coming back. And it's just that whole buzz. I mean, you forget how much you miss football when you're not there every Saturday or the midweek training session and things like that. And like I say, we're lucky because we've got a fantastic group of lads who all get on fantastically well away from football as well. So the social side of things as well is a big thing. And I think it'd just be great, mate, to get non-league football back going again, to be honest with you.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Craig, a big thank you for joining us. Big congratulations to yourself, Neil, and everyone at the club on your promotion. And all the best for pre-season.
Cheers, man. Appreciate that, mate. Thank you.
Craig Ogilvie there, joint manager of Yorkshire Amateur AFC, joining us here on this week's special edition of the Pitching In NPL show, where we welcome six clubs who've been promoted into Step 4 and the NPL East. And that's it for this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. A big, big thank you to all my guests this week for joining me. Remember, for all the latest goings-on from the world of the Northern Premier League, you can visit the website www.thenpl.co.uk. But I've been Ben, and you all make sure that you all have a lovely and safe week. Bye-bye.